and not on love of the work or desire to make a difference is a recipe for unhappiness. 8. Nobody likes to fail, but failure is an essential part of life and of learning. If your uniform isn't dirty, you haven't been in the game. 9. I spoke earlier about definitions of personal success in an unpredictable world. I hope that as you develop your own definition of success, as you will be able to do so, I hope that you'll be able to do it with a close companion on your journey. In making that choice, remember that physical beauty is evolution's way of assuring us that the other person doesn't have too many intestinal parasites. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for beauty, romance, and sexual attraction. Where would Hollywood and Madison Avenue be without them? But while important, those are not the only things to look for in a partner. The two of you will have a long trip together, I hope, and you'll need each other's support and sympathy more times than you can count. Speaking as somebody who's been happily married for 35 years, I can't imagine any choice as consequential for a lifelong journey than a choice of traveling companion. 10. Call your mom and dad once in a while. A time will come when you'll want your own grown-up, busy, hyper-successful children to call you. Also, remember who paid your tuition to Princeton. Well, those are my 10 suggestions. They're probably worth exactly what you paid for them. But they come from someone who shares your affection for this great institution and who wishes you the best for the future. Congratulations, graduates.